What are some memories that really stuck with you from your childhood?
I was part of the 1989 Hodag Conference Championship, Wisconsin Valley Conference Championship football team at Rhinelander. Sports is a big part of my childhood, but being outdoors is always a big part of my childhood too. I was always hunting and fishing and just exploring in the woods whenever I could. I didn't spend much time inside the house.
How was your relationship with your parents?
Horrible. No, I did not have a great relationship with my parents. I had a good relationship with my mother, but my mother died when I was very young. My father and I were never really got along well, and as I got older, that relationship was very tense, and which created a lot of conflict in our family.
How old were you when you found out that your father was not your biological father?
I was approximately 13 years old when I found out that my dad, Larry, was not my biological father. And I found out because I overheard him talking to someone about my adoption papers that they needed for some paperwork. So I went rummaging through his desk and I found my adoption papers. And so that's how I found out that I was adopted by my father, Larry, who adopted me when he married my mother.
Have you ended up finding your dad? And if so, how have you?
So just in the past year, I actually found my biological father. His name is Dwayne, and Dwayne and I met about a month ago for the first time after 46 years. I did an ancestry.com DNA test a couple of years ago, and basically through a process of research and getting to know people, I was able to locate Dwayne.
So you recently met him. What was he like? And did you guys connect?
Dwayne and I look a lot alike, which was kind of eerie because I've never had that experience of sitting across from someone and talking to them when they look just like me. It was actually another thing was weird is we did have kind of an instant connection, which I didn't expect, but was good because he and I sat down, we talked, and I could see that we had a lot of personality traits that were very similar. And I also found out that I have seven other siblings.
As you were growing up, did you ever know you wanted to find out who your biological father was?
I don't think I really thought about it much as I was growing up. Didn't really seem like much of a possibility. I guess I just thought I always thought of Larry, who raised me, as my dad. I just kind of accepted the fact that I was adopted and that I probably would not ever know who my biological father was, and it never really bothered me. You know, when I did the ancestry.com test, the DNA test, somebody actually got that for me as a gift. And so it wasn't like I went into that hoping that I was going to find my biological father. I was more just looking at my own ancestry. That just started a process where it really took almost like a year and a half before I found my biological father.
Are you glad that you ended up did receiving this gift so that this all crazy story did happen?
Yeah, I think I am glad that I received the gift because now that I've been able to meet Dwayne and I know who my father is, it's actually kind of like a relief. I feel a lot better as a person knowing knowing where my roots are and who my father was. You know, there is a difference, I think, in knowing versus not knowing. I think that you're just settled as a person when you know who your parents are. Now I know that there's this person out there, Dwayne, who is my biological father, that is my blood. And, you know, I have this connection to this group of people that I think I would have missed out on had I never known.
So would you agree that because of this event happening, that it's kind of changed the way you view things almost?
Yes, I think it has changed the way I view things. It actually makes me appreciate family more. I always thought of myself as I'm creating my own story, even though I don't know where I came from, who my father was. I'm creating my own identity, and I think that that's good. But now that I know who my father is, I see that I am who I am. I act the way I do, and I can see those same traits in my biological father. And so, in a way, that's part of my story. It's who I am. You know, when he started telling me stories about his childhood, I just thought, oh my God, we're the exact same person. You know, I inherited those things from Dwayne, and that's a part of me. And so knowing him, it helps me to make sense of who I am.